Oregon lawmakers will find out later this month how much money will be available to spend in the upcoming budget cycle. So right now, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes maneuvering in the budget writing process. Education, as usual, is in line for the biggest piece of the pie. But human service advocates say after years of budget turmoil, this year could be their chance to restore funding for Oregon's social safety net. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
If you want to see what the social safety net looks like, come to Deborah Favor's new apartment. When she's feeling stressed, she likes to sit on the front steps and just listen to the wind chimes.
It takes you out of the, oh my gosh, and this bill's got to be paid, and da-da-da-da, you know. Even if it's a five-minute breather, you know, you're able to kind of to rejuvenate yourself and come back up and get back on your trek.
This is the first place Favors has been able to hang wind chimes since...
Since March of 2008.
That's when she went to prison. She served a two-year sentence for subjecting her three children to criminally unsafe living conditions. Favor says her life spiraled downhill when she plunged into a deep depression following the sudden death of her mother. She says the criminal charges were the wake-up call she needed.
I never, ever want to live like that again. I don't ever want to subject my children to that again.
By the time Favors was free, two of her kids were adults and living on their own. She and her youngest daughter, who's 15, bounced from shelter to shelter. Until she found a Marion County program that helps homeless people find a place to live. That's how she ended up here, a modest two-bedroom apartment in the town of Staten.
Nice roomy bathroom, just right for two girls and all their cosmetic junks.
The state fund that helps put a roof over Deborah Favor's head is called the Emergency Housing Account. It's pretty much a classic example of a safety net program. It's designed to help keep people at risk of homelessness off the streets. Funding for it has remained flat over the past 8 years, and that's a problem, says Allison McIntosh with Neighborhood Partnerships, a nonprofit group that advocates for low-income Oregonians.
We know that the needs in our communities for this type of funding are huge.
McIntosh says the county-level agencies that distribute the state housing money can't keep up with the demand for it. Not even close.
After the third or fourth day of the month, they're often not able to help anybody else with rent assistance money. They've run out, and they have to wait until next month.
McIntosh's group is asking the state of Oregon for an additional $3 million over the next 2 years. That still wouldn't cover everyone who qualifies, but it would be a big increase. This is one of countless requests legislative budget writers have to sift through. Democratic State Senator Alan Bates is helping to write the next human services budget. He says people are still feeling the effects of the down economy.
The demand for these services shoots up as people lose their jobs, lose their homes.
Bates says caseloads do appear to be leveling off somewhat, and a slowly improving economy is allowing budget writers to take stock of where Oregon is after a bruising economic downturn.
We were pleasantly surprised that things hadn't fallen apart more than they have in the last 6 years.
But he says there's still no guarantee lawmakers can bring programs like the housing fund back to where they were in 2007. For Deborah Favors, she feels lucky to have a place to call home.
Spinach mustard, and I've got some cilantro coming up over there. In between is supposed to be red jalapenos and...
Favor says there's no way she'd be able to afford the rent on this place all by herself. She says she was overwhelmed with joy when she found out she'd been approved for housing assistance.
It was a way for us to get back up on our feet again, you know what I'm saying? And be able to hold our heads high again and truly be able to start again.
Favors is looking for a job as a cashier or a cook, but she knows her criminal record won't make that easy. In the meantime, she's just glad that she and her daughter don't have to live in a homeless shelter. I'm Chris Lehman in Staten, Oregon.